Happy Monday, Columbus, and thanks for tuning in to Youth Beat Radio. I'm Lindsay Hirsch, your host on this March evening, ready to move and groove here on Columbus Community Radio 102.1, 98.3 FM. Tonight we're taking a ride on Central Ohio's favorite bus system, COTA, to learn a little bit about the services that they offer and programs they've implemented over the years. Of course, we'll still be keeping the mood high with our Positively Charged, adding a little bite to your evening with a creature feature, and giving you something to think about with our weekly quote. But for now, though, we'll try and coax the summer in with a little bit of Jimmy Buffett. This is one of my father's favorites, Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Tried to amend my carnivorous habits. Made it nearly 700 days. Losing weight without speed eating sunflower seeds. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up.
While I go hunt for some food, I'm leaving you with the Upper Arlington students, Cole and Nathan, who give voice to the problems that immigrant children face when they are put into the American school system. From distrustful teachers to functioning in a new culture, there is much to overcome. But spirit, intelligence, and a little bit of tenacity will always win the day. Ladies and gentlemen, Positively Charged.
The United States was founded off diversity and the pursuit of freedom. Despite being a melting pot of different cultures, races, and religion, racism and stereotypes are still heavily present. Despite progress, society hasn't fully adapted, and every year, millions of students are bullied and made fun of for various reasons. Ahmed Negum, a new student that came to Upper Arlington in 8th grade, had all the odds stacked against his integration into the new school and community. These struggles weren't a result of a bad personality or lack of social skills, but rather a preset mentality that people had of him after jumping to a quick conclusion based on what he looked like and where he came from.
Ahmed, what was it like moving here from Egypt still pretty early in your academic career?
I thought it was really scary and because of racism and people, all of the people were white except for me. It was really scary. I thought like someone was going to push me to lockers.
When you first moved here, how did people treat you?
I know everyone ignored me, and I sat by myself at the lunchroom to eat the lunch by myself. No one sat with me. I was really sad.
What was one story of someone bullying you?
One day I was playing basketball by myself at Hastings, and then I was having a nice day. It was really fun till four guys came and they took the ball from me, and then they start passing it to each other and they told me to get out of America, and they kept calling me terrorist, and I was really upset, start crying and just sat by the wall.
How do you think teachers play in the role of stereotyping in the United States?
Yeah, all teachers always accuse me of cheating, and they never trust me because of my different race. It's pretty annoying.
Do you think that it has gotten any better over the years?
Yes, because I've started standing up for myself, and wars in Middle East ended, and anything happened to me that I don't like, I would go to the administration and talk to them about it.
Thank you for your time, Ahmed, and I hope things have really gotten better for you and easier for you since you first moved here.
So you are present-day friends with Ahmed Negum, correct?
Yes.
Can you tell me about the situation about when he moved here back in 8th grade?
When Ahmed first moved here in 8th grade, a lot of kids would bully him because of his height and his weight and the fact that he had an accent. Mostly, it was because we were still in a war with Iraq, and the stereotypes towards the people in the Middle East were still very strong, and 9/11 was still fresh in a lot of people's heads. People would bully him all the time, and watching it, I didn't really do anything per se or tell the administration because I didn't want to come off as a tattletale or a narc. But personally, I reached out to him, and that's what really built our friendship to what it is today, because I did reach out and really give him a helping hand during the time of need when he first moved here, because I know that when you first move here from a country, the stereotypes are still very intact, and it is hard to meet new people, especially when you're from an area like the Middle East.
Despite things getting better for both Ahmed and the general population of newly arrived immigrants, the process is slow and is followed by times of great trouble. Luckily for Ahmed, he was strong enough to fight back for himself and find ways to fit in and stand up for himself when the going got tough. Friends in the community of Upper Arlington were able to eventually give Ahmed a chance to prove that he fit in and was just a normal guy, no matter what country he came from or what kind of accent he speaks with.
Once again, that was Positively Charged with Upper Arlington High School students Cole and Nathan. I'm Lindsay, here for Youth Beat on Columbus Community Radio, playing you through your Monday evening. So I have a question for you. How many of you have ever ridden a CODA bus? I'm willing to bet money, not a lot of money, mind you, maybe a dollar, that it's the better portion of our listeners. Convenient and cost-efficient, CODA is a great way to get around Central Ohio without having to shell out for gas or to walk everywhere. But how much do you actually know about your beloved bus system? How many buses do they have? What sort of schedule do they run on? Are there any special services? Reporter Nishant Makija interviews Lisa Myers, who gives us the inside scoop into CODA and all of its gears and wheels.
And welcome to Youth Beat Radio here on 98.3 and 102.1 FM. We are here with Lisa Myers. Lisa Myers is the Public and Media Relations Manager for the Central Ohio Transit Authority, also known as CODA. Welcome, Lisa, to Youth Beat Radio. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Lisa, let's get right into it. Can you tell our listeners what CODA is and tell us a little bit about CODA?
Absolutely. The Central Ohio Transit Authority is the public transit agency for Greater Columbus and the entire Central Ohio region. We started our bus service on January 1st, 1974, which means that we just finished our 40th anniversary year. And a lot of times, you know, you see a bus rolling down the street, but I don't always think people know how big we are. We have almost 340 buses that we operate. We have over 560 bus operators that run our service every day, and we have almost 1,000 employees total here at CODA. So we are very proud to serve the Central Ohio region.
Great. And can you tell our listeners how CODA is funded?
Absolutely. We are funded through a 0.5% sales and use tax that is assessed in Franklin County and then in portions of Delaware, Fairfield, Union, and Licking counties. We also receive funding from our fare box. People pay $2 when they get on the bus, and that goes towards operating our service.
And what services does COTA have to offer in Central Ohio?
We have about 68 bus lines that range from anything, a local bus line that runs in and out of downtown, or also crosstown service that runs between suburbs. And we have express service that runs usually on the weekdays between a suburb and downtown, and then back again in the evening. You might know about our C-Bus that started running last year. That's a little bit different than something we've done in the last few years. We run that service. It is a circulator that runs in downtown Columbus. It runs for free between the Short North and the Brewery District. And then we also have mainstream service. Our local crosstown and express service is, those are our fixed route bus lines, so you always know where those are going to run. Our mainstream service is for our passengers that maybe have some sort of disability that doesn't allow them to use our fixed route service. They come to us and they qualify for the service, and then we're able to give them demand responsive service. So they can call us and we can take them door to door from their home to where they need to go.
And what are the fares to ride COTA, both for adults and youth? Are there different fares for youth at all?
There actually are, yes. It is about $2 to ride. It is $2 to ride our service, a local or crosstown route, each way. So if you're riding one way and then back again, that would be $4. Our express service is $2.75, and those are the routes that run from the suburbs into downtown on the weekdays. Now, if you're a child, if you're under 48 inches, then you can ride free with an adult. If you're over 48 inches but less than 12 years old or less, then you pay $1. If you're 13 and up, then unfortunately you do have to pay those adult fares.
Okay. What special pass programs do you have available to the community?
Sure. So we also have some different options. If you're not just taking one trip or two trips, then you can buy different passes. You can buy a 7-day pass, a 31-day pass, and you do get a bit of a price break to do something like that. In addition, we also have pass programs with several organizations in the community. We work with The Ohio State University, Columbus College of Art and Design, and also Columbus City Schools, and we provide rides for students. For example, if you're an Ohio State student, you get to ride the bus for free with your Buck ID. There is a small portion of your tuition that goes towards that, but I'll tell you it's a very, very small amount compared to what you normally would pay even for a monthly bus pass. Columbus City Schools, those students, actually some of those students are given passes so that they can ride in case they have an internship or something of that nature. We work with Franklin County with their employees. Franklin County purchases a small, a pretty large number of bus passes from us each month at a small discount, and then they offer those passes to their employees at an even deeper discount. So the county wants people to take the bus instead of drive to work, and they will give their employees a pretty big discount. We also have discount programs that are available for some of the social service agencies in our community. We sell discounted passes to them, and then they pass those along to their clients that are trying to get back into the workforce, people that need a ride on the bus to be able to go and go interview for a job or get back on their feet.
Okay, great. And what does COTA do to reach out to youth to encourage them to take the bus? What are the benefits for youth riding COTA?
We have a wonderful program called our Summer Youth Program, or Summer Youth Pass Program. It's something that we've been doing for several years now, and basically it's pretty simple. For the months of June, July, and August, somebody who is 17 years or younger can buy a bus pass for only $62. That's actually the cost it would be for 1 month, and they can buy that, and it's good for 3 months. So it's wonderful if you're, especially if you're high school age and you're looking for some summer freedom, or you have a job and your parents can't always take you to work, then that's a great way for you to be able to get on the bus at a discount.
And what do transit riders expect from COTA?
You know, I think transit riders really They expect that we'll get them where they need to go and get them there on time. And that's something that we take very seriously, and that we, our operators are very proud of the job that they do, and try very hard to make sure that they serve everybody that comes onto the bus and gets them where they need to go. I think people expect safety, certainly getting where they need to go in a safe manner. You know, something that we talk about safety a lot, especially in the winter months. When the roads are slick and our bus operators are encountering some of the same conditions that the drivers on the road are. We always want to be safe, and we want to get people where they need to go safely. One other thing that I think that people really expect is a transit agency that grows with the community. And last year we added the C-Bus. We added service in New Albany, something that was really unique for us. It's a reverse commute. So I talked a little bit about our express service that usually goes between the suburbs and downtown and then back out to the suburb. Our service that we added to New Albany actually goes from downtown to New Albany and back again, because there are a lot of jobs that have opened up out there. Mm-hmm. So really growing with the community is something that I think people expect as well.
And how does COTA make sure their bus service is safe for their riders?
Absolutely. You know, our number one priority is making sure that people are safe on the bus, our operators and our passengers. We have security cameras on each and every one of our buses. All of our operators go through extensive training on how to handle different situations that might arise on the bus, whether it's somebody not following the rules, eating on the bus, disputing their fare, not wanting to pay to get on the bus, or an incident that could be, you know, a health situation. So our operators are trained. You can always trust them to do everything they possibly can to make sure that you are as safe as possible when you get on the bus.
Great. And how is public transportation unique in Central Ohio compared to other cities? What would you say is the most unique thing here in Columbus, Ohio, and all the counties in Central Ohio?
If I can, I'm going to tell you too. We are really unique because we're growing right now. We passed our last levy in 2006, and since we passed that levy, we've been growing. We've been adding over 60,000 hours of service on the street every year. And that's unique because other transit agencies in other cities aren't necessarily growing. Some of them are having to cut service right now because of funding. So we're in a really unique position as our community is growing that our public transit services can grow as well. Another really unique thing about our service are buses. Our bus fleet is one of the youngest in the country. In 2013, the average age of a bus was 7.8 years countrywide, and our average age of a bus is 4.6 years. So we're really lucky because of the money that we did receive from the levy, and because of a plan that we came up with to replace 1/12 of our bus fleet every year, we consistently are replacing our buses. The shelf life of a bus, the usability of a bus, is about 12 years, which is how we came up with that.
Very good. And my last question I want to like to ask you is, where should people go if they have questions or like to learn more about COTA?
The best source of information is really our website, which is COTA.com. Always call our customer service number, which is 614-228-1776. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and you can see what we're up to every day.
Thank you very much, Lisa Myers, the Public and Media Relations Manager for the Central Ohio Transit Authority. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
What a great interviewer Lisa is. Such a sunny voice and wonderfully well-informed. But I bet you're tired of listening to us gab, so let's take a break. This is Happiness from You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown.
Happiness is finding a pencil,
pizza with sausage,
telling the time.
Happiness is learning to whistle,
tying your shoe for the very first time.
Happiness is playing the drum in your arms of the bell.
And happiness is walking hand in hand.
Happiness is two kinds of ice cream,
knowing a secret,
climbing a tree.
Happiness is
5 different crayons.
Catching a firefly, setting him free.
Happiness is being alone every now and then.
And happiness is coming home again.
Happiness is morning and evening, daytime and nighttime too. For happiness is anyone and anything at all that's loved by you.
Happiness is having a sister,
sharing a sandwich,
getting along. Happiness is singing together when day is through. And happiness is those who sing with you.
That's loved by you.
If anyone is wondering, not that you are, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown is a great musical. Available on YouTube, too. Look it up. Plus, Kristen Chenoweth and Anthony Rapp are in the cast, and you can never go wrong there. I digress, though. You didn't come here to listen to me ramble about Broadway. Instead, I'll introduce you to Claire Greenlover, who is part of the Poetry Out Loud program at Columbus Alternative High School. She'll be treating us to a poetry reading of star quality, so settle back and enjoy.
My name is Claire Greenlover, and I am in the 11th grade at Columbus Alternative High School. The name of the poem I'm going to recite is Eagle Poem by Joy Harjo. To pray, you open your whole self. To sky, to earth, to sun, to moon, to one whole voice that is you. And know there is more that you can't see, can't hear, can't know except in moments steadily growing. And in languages that aren't always sound, but other circles of motion. Like Eagle, that Sunday morning over Salt River, circled in blue sky and wind, swept our hearts clean with sacred wings. We see you, see ourselves, and know that we must take the utmost care and kindness in all things. Breathe in, knowing we are made of all this, and breathe, knowing we are truly blessed because we were born and die soon within a true circle of motion. Like Eagle, rounding out the morning inside us, we pray that it will be done in beauty, in beauty.
Again, that was Claire Greenlover from Columbus Alternative High School. Now, we're nearing the end here on Youth Beat, but there are still two more segments to look forward to. This week, our creature feature aims to transport you closer to the equator, where the sun is shining and the world is warm. This week's creature feature is the tapir. These charismatic creatures look a little like a pig with a small elephant trunk, but they're actually more closely related to rhinos. Like their cousins, tapirs are herbivores and enjoy feasting on leaves and fruit. Their trunk, which is really just an extension of their upper lip, is prehensile, meaning that they can grab and pull food into their mouths. They are crepuscular and enjoy being up at the early morning and late twilight hours, when the forests of Central and South America are cooler and more hospitable. They're also accomplished swimmers and enjoy a good dip in the pond to keep cool, and maybe even a dive down to the bottom for a succulent water plant. While they usually enjoy warmer weather, there is a species of tapir, aptly called the woolly tapir, that lives high up in the Andes. Nonetheless, it maintains its love of water and its prehensile lip, making it look very similar to its low-ground brothers and sisters. And, of course, what would Youth Beat be without a good quote? This week, the hilarious and introspective Ellen DeGeneres gets the spotlight with her words of wisdom. We focus so much on our differences, and that is creating, I think, a lot of chaos and negativity and bullying in the world. And I think if everyone focused on what we all have in common, which is we all want to be happy. I'm Lindsay for Youth Beat Radio. Join us again next Monday at 7:30 here on Columbus Community Radio, 102.1, 98.3 FM. Good night.
Youth Beat Radio is funded by the School of Environment and Natural Resources at Ohio State University, the Ohio State University, and the Ohio State University Extension's Outreach Program, as well as the Puffin Foundation West and private sponsors. Check us out on the web at youthbeat.osu.edu or follow us on our Twitter page or our Facebook page.